Call to order this hearing of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission for Thursday, November 14, 2019. Present are Commissioners Smilage and Karoff and myself, Beriducci. First item, application number 20.477, 370 Congress Street. The proposed work is at the Thompson Place in Congress Street elevations, replace four existing pole banners, relocate one pole banner, and install one new banner with associated armature. At the southwest corner, replace two wall plaques. At the corner, at the Congress Street entrance, replace halo light channel letter sign with and install vinyl decals at entry door. So if you want to introduce yourselves when you come up.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi, nice to see you.
Good. Haven't seen you in a while.
So I uploaded what I uploaded the application, so you can just use the red button to, or not the red button. You can just use this arrow to skip through it.
That's great. Thank you. I'm Don Weiss. I'm the project permit counsel.
Mike Johnson with Claremont.
Jesse Hansen, MC Group.
Okay. So we'll let maybe Jess lead off and walk through the proposal. And Mike, I'm here for support, background questions.
Yeah, as far as talking about the signs, you said, so that's the existing sign that's there now. How's this change?
Use the arrow.
The arrow, right. Arrow should take it forward.
Let's try. Anybody else want to try?
Is there something, the battery may have gone?
Should be.
All approved. Let's get out of here.
Is there a manual for it? I can do the
I can do that.
On the projector. Will that work?
I can just go through it on the computer.
Yeah,
here.
Sure.
So those pictures, that's the existing sign. It's up there now. That is the proposed banners. The banner on the left is actually the brackets are on the Thompson Place side of the building. We want to take those off, move them over to this corner so they get a little more visual visualization from them, because where they are, they're down on the side street, you can't see them. And then the one on the right will be a new banner. So it'll have three new brackets, but they're all going to be exactly like the existing ones that are up there now. That's pretty much that. Any questions about that?
So your one is existing, you're going to put another one here, and you're going to take one off the other side?
Yes, we're going to, on the other side right now, there is one, two, three, there's four. One of them is kind of in a weird spot in the middle of the building. We're going to take that one off, put it up on this corner, and then add one other one on the Stilling Street corner so that they match the other end of the building.
So both sides will have corner ones.
Yes. Yeah.
So can I just clarify something? How many actual banner signs are hanging right now? Not the brackets, just the signs themselves.
There are four.
There are four.
Yes.
Three on the other side and one here. That's what's existing.
Yeah. No, there's none right here.
Oh.
They're all on the other side.
Okay.
So,
this is Stilling Street and Congress, the corner. On Thompson Place in Congress, it has this exact configuration.
Yes.
And then if you go down Thompson Place to where the actual front entrance to the hotel is, there's two more facing Thompson Street, probably 10 to 15 feet apart.
So, and in the end, if you were to get approval for these, how many would be up? Five?
There would be five total, yes.
All right. So you don't have pictures of what the other side at all, then?
There were pictures, I think, included in there.
We can also look on Google Maps.
That's an existing.
So that is Thompson. There's
That's the other corner.
That's the corner of Congress and Thompson.
And Thompson, okay. So it's facing, it's perpendicular to Congress Street.
Yes.
This
one.
And one of the banners has fallen down.
So you're going to have, you want to put two on the corner, one on each side, or corner.
Yeah, on Congress.
So to match the other corner.
Still.
And then the one that was shown in that other next slide, I think, was the one you're going to take out. That one's going?
Yeah, there's actually Keep going.
That was bad, Jess.
Yeah, that must have been that.
The issue is, if you can go back one or two. One more, please. Yeah, so this one, one of the banners has actually fallen off, so you can't see it. But there's two banners. This is Thompson Place. There's two banners on that side.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just brackets there. No banner.
So this one will stay, you're saying? Or is that?
There's one in front of that that has brackets. There's brackets there, so those brackets would be taken down and moved to the other side. There would be one above their back entrance. We're right there, you know, looking just like that.
All right, is there something wrong with this one? What's this thing in the middle?
They're
duct taped together or something?
They have fabric. I think it just ripped the fabric. All
right.
So
the wind over time.
So
it beats on them a little bit.
All right, so go ahead.
So the design hasn't changed on the signs?
A little bit. The layouts of layout of the banner is a little bit different.
Is that a slide or not?
Yes, but the size of it, you're keeping the same.
Yeah, size is the same. Everything's the same.
Just
the
graphics.
The graphics change a little bit.
This is the new graphics.
That's going to be one.
And a dark, different color.
We're going from maroon to dark gray.
Okay, so all of them will be changed to this.
Yes, it all match.
This looks like it's also a little thinner, narrower too than the other.
No, same exact, same size. Because we're using, you know, four of them are going to be exactly the same. Only one will be new.
Just a swimming color.
Yeah. All right. Oh, there's the schematic up above there. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. Yeah, okay, I see that. All right. And what else we have?
Okay. Now this is the two ID plaques that would go. They have existing ID plaques down.
There's a pointer here if you want to use this one too.
And
keep the button pressed.
So right here they have two existing plaques, and we just want to change them with this, which would be 2x2. Just giving them a good direction for people walking down the street.
That's the corner of Congress.
Yes. Thompson Place is here.
Oh,
Congress
okay.
is going down here.
So this is a new corporate logo for Residence Inn?
It's new brand standards.
New brand.
Yeah. Now this would be the old sign, the existing sign that's there. This is what they want to do that would be new. Going to look basically exactly the same, just going to get a little bit smaller. You're going to lose this bottom set of letters. And it's just going to have the Residence Inn on here. We're going to, this here is just a new, aluminum door topper. So we're going to just go right over that, matching what's there with a new piece, and then put the letters on there.
So that's not an awning?
No, not an awning. This is just aluminum on the top of the door. This is three-dimensional letters stick out about 5 inches.
And the background color, is that changed?
That's going to be the same. It's going to be that silver that's up there.
Because it looks white.
Yeah, it's not. It's silver. If you look,
it's
going to
be that. So it'll be the same that's there.
Yeah, same exact thing, just getting a little bit, actually a little bit smaller. Even the same.
Oh, that's the
same style letters. Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Yeah, the other picture, somehow the angle made it look darker. That made the metal look darker.
And so this is what you're proposing, or what exists?
This is existing.
Okay, so what's going to get shorter?
Oh, just the words. This won't be there anymore. Right. You know, it'll just be. It'll get a little bit less.
It's a much nicer photo.
Yeah. Well, it getting blown up, it certainly takes away from the pictures. So.
That's
internal LED lighting.
Okay.
So it'll be in a can with a plexi face on the front, and they'll just kind of glow, just the letters will glow. From the front.
The halo? No, I don't think the halo. The channel letters, yeah. Aluminum back, white acrylic, Antone, yes. Yeah. So they're not halo lit, apparently. So that, it'll light on the front, will light white.
Now, only the residents in will light the
by Marriott. Yeah, by Marriott's flat cap letters, so those don't light, not illuminated.
And is that the lighting that you've got, the same style lighting that's on the original
yes.
sign?
Yeah, exactly the same. Just they get a little maroon in there.
Is that what's depicted in the lower right, nighttime, daytime?
Yeah, that's kind of a confusing picture that's on there because it looks huge, but yes, that's trying to show you day and night.
Everything will be hidden away.
Yes, everything will be hidden away. Yep.
All right, is that it, or you have more?
That was it.
There's decals that
go on. Oh, there's some window decals on the door. There's the existing. This is not covering the windows. That's just showing the window. So it's not like a gray background, you know, it's just going to be white vinyl, one sticker, residence in, just like this right across here, just like the existing one.
All right, so what you've got depicted up there,
yeah.
the size of it, where does that size fit on the door? Where is that?
It's this window pane is what they're trying to show right here.
So it's
it's going to be that big in the window pane. It says right here, it's like 2 inch. I believe that 2 or 3 inch letters. They're pretty small.
So it's just the letters you're applying.
Just the letters, yes. Nothing else. It'll just be letters applied on, mm-hmm. on the glass.
And currently there's none? There are no decals there now?
No, there are. If you look close,
okay. Yeah.
They're on there.
So are there two different locations? This is the front door?
No, this is...
This is the Congress Street door?
No, the only Congress Street door. That's the only place that this is for.
This is on the door on the... you go down Thompson Hall to take a right into the valet section. These are the double doors that go into the lobby.
On Thompson?
It's not Congress Street.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Off
okay,
of
so
Thompson.
the back corner of the building is where the entrance is.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it.
Yep.
You guys have any thoughts on this?
Any thoughts on that? Nor do I have thoughts on the plaque. I think it's a lot of damage. Unnecessarily large number of damage.
Yeah, I guess.
One building is 5 years.
I mean, I understand the. I guess I'm just thinking why. You get just as much exposure if you have just the single banner coming perpendicular to Congress. Because very few people are coming up and down Thompson Place or Stillings, right? So, which is what those banners are all about. So I don't know why you need them.
Well, also, if you're trying to get people to the front door, taxi cabs or people,
yeah.
you want it to be on Thompson Place, because otherwise... Like,
well, but you could have one back there, too, is what
I'm
getting.
Yeah, exactly. Thompson Place is where you're trying to bring
right.
people, not Stilling Street. So I'm not quite sure what you're gaining from having the exact same thing on
so
the
you're
Stilling
saying
Street
get rid
corner.
Of and have only one or two on the Thompson.
Well,
there's
potentially
three
are two there on the corner, and then there are two. The ability to be two on the corner and two down on Thompson Place, if I understand it correctly.
Yes.
So I can see one at your front door in the back, and I can see conceivably two on the corner, which kind of gets. I mean, it's wayfinding signage, but it's also showing people where that see what you're getting out of what this going street signs. And it seems like a lot to me.
Well, yeah, I guess either way, I mean, if you want to highlight the Thompson corner, because that's where the entrance is, I could see two at the corner and then one back at the doorway. If you want the signs to indicate the property, the side, you know, where this hotel is from side to side, then, you know, one perpendicular on either corner, I suppose, could work too. And then you have the one back there. So in other words, we're still the same number of signs. It's just, so I think it probably makes sense to feature the Thompson corner if you want to bring cabs and Ubers and stuff down there.
I think the thought is we're more than 5 years past the opening. We did this extensive renovation to NPS standards. There's just been some feedback over the years. So clearly, it's not like the hotel's going to be empty if we don't add the banner. We don't want to exaggerate the position, but just based on feedback from people looking for the hotel, the thinking was to give it a little more visual anchoring. We also tried to use a relatively subdued banner that wasn't too flashy.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
pretty understated. So that the trade-off we're trying to strike is a little more visual prominence, but also a banner that's not loud.
I guess just one of the things we need to consider is the precedence of a single standing building, which there aren't too many in the districts, but it's a lot of exposure.
So I don't know. I guess we're trying to. I think we need to minimize the numbers. I think it's a lot, and I guess it's. I'd like to hear from you if you feel it's more important to highlight the Thompson Congress Corner and have the signs, you know, perpendicular to each street. Have nothing on Stillings, and then just the one back to the door by your main entry at the back of the building, and that would indicate where the entry
is. So that's a total of three?
Three. And that, you know, is what John was suggesting. So, I mean, I'm fine with that, and I'm also fine with one perpendicular at either end of the building, Stillings and Thompson, and then one behind at your entry. Because, like I said, I don't think that the perpendicular Stillings Street and the perpendicular Thompson gain you anything. That, you know, in other words, you'll see the ones that are on Congress just as easily, and it just becomes redundant. And what it does is, what we're charged with is how much blockage are you getting with these signs on the architecture of the building, and you just that's the thing we are. I mean, I'm not trying to minimize the hotel's ability to, you know, get their brand out there. It's just the more stuff you have hanging on the buildings, the less prominent the buildings are.
By far your biggest volume of traffic, of, you know, sort of visual and mental traffic is coming down Congress Street. Once you turn on Stillings from Thompson Place, you can check out things.
Mm.
So the redundancy of those on Thompson and Stillings are very large. These are 2 stories high or 3 stories high?
I think that's the third floor, I believe, is where they reach up to.
These are 30 feet high.
Yeah, 30 feet.
30 feet, so they're
essentially 3 stories.
Three, yeah.
Isn't there a guideline
that sort of said 3 stories? I don't know that it specifies the height, like a height limit. And these are already existing, these brackets, right? That, so.
Yeah, these were approved through,
yes,
through the commission's process.
Okay. Something sticks in my head. There's a violation or urgent request that they not be resourced at all initially, and then they suddenly were.
Yeah, there was this notice of violation issued December 23rd, 2013.
So I'm not saying we have to rewrite history at this point, but
all right, so let me. I should read that. It says the the violation was issued December 23rd, 2013, by the preservation planner for failure to comply with the terms of the certificate of appropriateness of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission, dated July 10, 2013, specifically the provisos that the proposed cloth banners be reduced to two-thirds of their proposed 30-foot, 6-inch height, and the banner D3 be eliminated entirely. I don't know where banner D3 is. Additionally, the halo lit channel lettering and backer proposed for Congress Street entrance was not approved. All right, so that's... So...
So
it was stated that in this violation, when you were here, that they'd be reduced by two-thirds, which means that they'd be 20 feet instead of 30. Well, that's the thing, I guess, in that... To a certain extent, I don't mind. I mean, it's a gray now, so it's not that reddishy maroon. And they are narrow, too. I mean, I like some narrowness. Otherwise, it's 2 feet, 3. Yeah.
I don't think it's just all the other bad signs on the street on that stretch are two stories.
I mean, it's hard to see. Do we have can we get a view of the building with the sign?
Sure.
So that I can see where they fall.
See the brackets on the left side, so you've got that corner has two.
Yeah. Right, so bracket here, and then another sign is down here.
Oh, there's two down there.
There are two?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
So there's the one banner on the far end, mm-hmm. and then on the next column bay towards us, mm-hmm. there's one that has fallen down. Now it just has the three brackets.
Oh, yeah. That one you're not. We're not putting back.
Do you guys have customers go down Stillings at all to get there?
We do. Most of them are on Congress Street.
Yeah.
Most of them are on Congress Street.
So if you just turn the view a little bit, you can see the 20-foot sign on the building across from, yeah, right there, that one there.
It's just actually more obtrusive because of the color.
Right, it's brighter, and I think it's even a little wider than what would be on this one. I mean, it's
I'm not bothered by the height. I don't quite understand why.
It kind of went through. I remember these did go up without. I thought, well, I don't know if we were a commission at that point yet or something. But
there was a commission. Because this was an NPS, restoration of the building. It was pretty scripted through that process. I remember there was. The team came back to this commission about these signs, and there was some kind of resolution, but I don't have the details. Mm-hmm. I have a memory of what you're both talking about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in some ways, I don't mind, they're positioned in a logical place on the architecture, just below the belt course at the top and above the main one there. So it sort of fits the building. And now, the new signs, will they be... What I'm seeing here, is that the same width of the new sign, or is the new one going to be slightly narrower?
Same.
Okay, because it looked like the new one would be a little bit narrower. But, all right, so I guess I don't really have much of an issue with the height. I think we can let that go since the brackets are there and we don't want to start putting any more holes than we need to. Now, so then the issue is how many. Now, if you could pan out a little bit so I can see the whole front of the building, just okay. So I do think that, if you want to, the hotel is actually this whole building or what?
It is, yeah, it's a single.
So I could see where you could logically say, okay, we want to put a banner here and here. that are, that's perpendicular to Congress, not put one on Stillings and not put one perpendicular on Thompson at this corner, but yet put keep the one way it down at the back. So I think that's one option, or if you feel you really want to emphasize this corner, you have the two at that corner, none here, and then one down by the doorway.
There is already one down.
Yeah, or you're keeping that one, but yes, yeah. So
remove
the unused one. Yeah, the brackets for that.
For three, for a total.
Total of three, yeah. Yeah, so again, you probably said this already, but on this corner, are there existing banners now or not? None on this corner at all?
Nope.
All right, so you're going to be adding then one, if you want to go that route, one here, keep that one there, eliminate the Thompson, and then keep the one down at the back.
I don't mind the symmetry if you want to.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a... Okay, I mean, I guess a cab or a Uber or something approaching. I mean, I don't know if it's ever going to be. They probably stop here, don't they? Is this an entrance for you here?
That is an entrance. They usually will stop there, or if they know the hotel,
they know.
Stop on Thompson Place.
Yeah, I would say my guess is that if it's first timers and they don't know what they're probably.
And the big motivation for us to put one on the Stillings Hall side is for westbound traffic to see the hotel and Thompson Place corner before they're at the corner. So if these vehicles are traveling west, they can identify the hotel before they're in front of the main entrance.
On Stillings Street?
No, if they're coming down Congress Street, they'll see the hotel before they're in front of the entrance.
Wayfinding.
Wait, so say that again. I didn't follow that. You said that you're talking about why you want to keep the signs on Stillings and Thompson.
And so if we added the banner at the Stillings and Congress Street corner, then any motorist coming from east of the hotel down Congress going west would be able to identify the hotel and see the hotel before they're in front of the hotel.
You're speaking specifically of the banner, which is perpendicular to
perpendicular to
not on Stilling Street.
Right.
It's just what's your other option?
So you're saying what I'm saying. I thought you're talking. Yeah. That's exactly
this one.
Because there's no through traffic. And there's no through traffic on Thompson, and there's no through traffic on Stillings, right? This doesn't go to Northern Avenue like some of them do.
And then the banners on Thompson Place are there just to direct people to what should be really the main entrance to.
Down at the back, yes.
You got it.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think the two perpendicular Congress are important because you can, that'll show up no matter which direction you come to the hotel. So I guess, if you... So it looks like three banners, and then, do we want to say where we prefer to see them, or do we want to let them have the option of...
It sounds like they prefer that.
One, two, yeah. So one.
And then remove those two.
And remove those two. Does that sound...
Yeah.
So, is that...
One, two, three?
Yeah.
That worked for you guys, so...
So the only other thing I'd like to discuss is right now there's currently four. We're talking about reducing it down to three.
Three.
Would it be
four?
Yeah, Thompson Place has three, and I think that's way too much for Thompson Place. Would it be okay to have the one on Stillings perpendicular to Congress, the one on Thompson that we can see there, and then keep the second one that's on Thompson Place in Congress, and then keep the one at the door on Thompson? Why I ask if we can keep four is because the main entrance truly is the Thompson Place in the back of the hotel. And just by that signage, kind of directs them around the building to the back.
So wait, on this corner, there's only one banner.
So there's one banner is actually falling down.
There's two.
If you can zoom in.
There's one.
If you see the, if you scroll up, please. So you see the bracket?
Yeah, bracket B.
Nope, on the right, right.
This one right there.
Existing bracket that used to have a banner, but has fallen down due to wind?
Maybe that's a sign.
Yeah,
no, I mean, it always seemed weird that there were two there and not one down on Stelling Street end. It just didn't make sense to me. It's like you're going to have a frame of building with one on each end.
And this is a good view because you can see where the three banner locations are on top of the place.
Yeah, the one by the entrance that is also watching.
Right, but there was one here that you said
came
off.
Yeah.
So what I'm asking is the bracket we're looking at right now, the one on Thompson Place, the center one, that one, we just take those and relocate those on the corner of Stillings and Congress, perpendicular to Congress, and then keep the other three here.
Two on this corner and one on the entrance?
Yes.
So essentially two on Congress.
One here, one down here, and then keep that one due here. That's what you're saying.
So two on Congress and two on Thompson Place.
I mean, Thompson is a through street now, so
that. Oh, it is? That goes all the way through?
Two on that corner just that is like really
quick. It still feels like familiar.
Yeah. It's like. One by the entrance.
I agree. I hear.
Two on that one corner of It was kind of like, where's the hotel? It's almost visually confusing. I mean, I've lived there for many years. It's just like never made any sense.
I think that would be the one back here is going to be key. Because that's going to be the one that will direct you, especially if it's traffic coming from Northern Ave, and then traffic coming there, you're going to realize, okay, the entrance is down here. I think trying to put one perpendicular to Thompson on this side, I don't think is going to gain you anything. And I think it helps. I actually think that symmetry is going to be nice, having it just one and one. You know, it's just similar to this kind of a feature. This has just one, it doesn't have the two. All right, so I think that's what we're kind of inclined to do that. One on either side, perpendicular to Congress, and then keep the one sign back by the doorway. So there's a total of three.
Could we raise a practical question in addition to the design considerations here? Because of the wind, it may be necessary in the future to replace a banner in kind that might get damaged by the wind or come down. Is there a way we can replace what is approved tonight without going through this entire process?
Yeah, well, I mean, all you would really need to do, I mean, technically you wouldn't have to come before us, you would just let the staff know, and it would be an administrative approval.
For an in-kind repair,
essentially. You don't have to appear back here unless you're making a change to its size or lighting or something different. But
design, sure.
Even I don't even think graphics is really a big deal, and it still can be approved internally.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
So and one set of holes we're going to take out of the Thompson Place side, the center one, put over on the Stilling Street.
Right.
What about the poles?
The poles down the other.
Where the one has fallen down already.
Remove what's not being.
So I guess either one, the vacant brackets on this side of Thompson or the vacant one back here, either one of those would be brought over here, and then you just remove the other one that's not being used and just plug up the holes if you can with sealant or something, or grout. All right, is public comment on this?
I actually got an emailed public comment from Sarah McCammons.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just read it. There appears to be a lot of signage. The Marriott door decals underneath the revised main Marriott sign on Congress Street seem a little redundant. When considering the number of banners and the locations, please keep in mind that Thompson Place is now one way from Congress to Seaport Boulevard. Therefore, one banner at that corner should suffice, especially if there is the banner at the car drop-off slash entrance on Thompson Place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's one way down. Yeah, so I think that makes sense. All right, so do we want to form a motion then?
just describe the locations. One of the drop-off points.
The two perpendicular to Congress on either end of the building, and then maintain the one down by the doorway on Thompson. And then remove one of the set of brackets that's not going to be used, and the other set of bracket that's currently not used would be moved over to the Congress.
The stilling end of Congress.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and I don't have a problem with the window decals. I honestly think that's a small thing. Yeah. So, and it's not anything that's permanent to the building or anything.
Yeah.
And I think the new color, I think it's much more subdued. I think the look of the brand. So, I mean, I think it'll be nice. So, all right. So, we have a motion. And
you have to mention, I think, the wall plaques, too, and the...
Oh, yeah, the wall plaques were, I think, all right. I didn't seem to have I didn't really have a problem with that. Unless you guys thought.
They were just replacing the.
Yeah, this is already existing. Yeah.
Similar design, and an inch thicker or less or something like that.
Yeah. You can actually see one right in this photo.
Yeah.
On the corner there.
Oh, that's it there? Okay, so that's all. That's pretty.
So there's two right on that corner.
But that's pretty small. Yeah, that's fine. All right.
And then just the
doorway. Change. It's really just a change of the. Are you going to keep that existing? You're keeping the existing background. You're not putting a new piece of material over that.
The structure is staying. Correct.
Yes. The over that, they may want to put something over it, but it'll match what's there.
As long as it doesn't make it lighter.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Is that the color would be exactly the same?
Yes, it should be.
It's an existing ACM panel.
All right. And is it damaged or something now? Or why would you want to?
No, the only thing is if you remove the
You're going to have some holes. I see.
To overlay it.
Whatever. Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. And then the lighting of that. I know it was an issue with, I guess, back on the violation, but I think I don't mind so much having it lit because I think you're going to need to have, because the banners aren't lit, and I think it's appropriate to have. That lit up. All right, so do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, so Commissioner Karoff,
yes.
Smilage, Rohde,
yes.
And the chair votes yes, too. Okay, thanks.
Thanks very much.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, next application 20.524, 250 Summer Street. Proposed work at the Harbor Walk and alley facing elevations, install flood barrier systems at 7 doorways and 7 windows. And this was, so now this is the actual application. You were here before.
Correct.
As an advisory.
Yep.
Okay.
Stephen McDermott, CBI Consulting.
And Kyle Fada, Synergy Investments.
So, twofold, the water and it was winter. Winter now.
I think we saw some of these photos last time.
So what we're trying to do is we're not going to change the high tides. They're going to be getting worse. What we're trying to do is minimize the impact of flooding within the basement of 250 Summer Street. The Harbor Walk side and the rear of the building is at roughly basement level. Summer Street is one story up. So Summer Street is not an issue. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is twofold. More of the emergency repair, which is on the docket, is everything 3 feet above grade gets pointed for the masonry work. Cracks get repaired. I have 4 windows there. We're looking to paint them in kind and replace the field ceiling. The window sills are about 1 foot or so above grade. I have the harbor walk, the boards along one side, and various asphalt in the rear of the building. These particular photographs are from the manufacturer. They're removable panels. When we have a high tide event, they get installed. One thing that you will see on the building is the jam pieces. I try to get a sample from the manufacturer, but I had to buy a barrier.
So those flanges, the corner end pieces. That hasn't changed from your advisory, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we did was we suggested that you paint them a darker color.
Yeah, I have, for color anyways, the rear of the building is red common brick. The harbor walk side is more of a tan brick. So, for the most part, there's no issue painting them to match.
Well, we weren't suggesting to match the brick. We were suggesting to match metal on the building.
Yeah, on that building, we can coat it or paint it any color.
Right. So, I mean, I think the windows were a bronze color.
I'll go back to the previous.
I mean, I don't think we want to try, because if you try to paint it the color of the brick, then you're saying, oh, we want to camouflage these, which they're not going to be camouflaged. You're going to still see them.
Seems like that was only black.
So, or dark. Black is fine,
like,
too, because it would just be, it would be like
a
or charcoal-y, something dark, yeah. Because I don't think we want to do it green, because then the green feels like a decorative thing. So, I think maybe if it was a black or charcoal. So these two windows here, for instance, will be ones that will have these new additional pieces, right?
Correct.
So I'm just trying to envision.
And one detail I changed for the windows along the rear of the building is putting a plate on top of the sill.
Instead of extending the sill. Like
correct.
Yeah, that's much nicer. Or less damage to the original.
I'm just trying to remember what color we settled. I thought it was sort of either matched the window.
If I recall, I think it was the bronze.
Yeah, I think
color.
It was a dark
the
bronze.
The darker bronze.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long does it take to install these?
Well, we have two parts to do. One is the maintenance, the pointing, the patching, the threat.
So no, I meant if there's a threat of a flood.
Oh, they're stored in the basement. It probably takes 15 minutes to install.
Oh, that's all, each one?
Yeah. And what they've been doing before is lugging sandbags.
Yeah, so we have a basement that basically we have a storage room, a flood supply room that's loaded with sandbags, pumps, kind of anything that we need. And it's a very labor-intensive process ahead of these storms.
Hmm. What not prone to be 100%.
Exactly.
Sure. So I guess color. God, we said it. I mean, I didn't realize the windows were green. I don't know where.
Are they green or just the door?
The frame is bronze.
Oh, it is. All right. So that okay. I thought so. Let's do the bronze. I think that would be the preferred color for the. That would be then the two side verticals, and then the supposed plate at the bottom two would be the same. And that plate is going to. All that will do is it'll cover up the top surface of this granite, and it'll protrude out 3 inches.
Correct.
So that's going to be less. I think it's going to be it's a much better solution not to disrupt that granite that's there. And
because you're going to have two colors for existing colors for the windows. You have the bronze for the window itself, and the surrounds,
that's
green.
So I think bronze, as long as bronze exists on the building, I think that's the way to go. Yeah. All right. And that's all that's changed from your...
Correct.
What happens to the door? What do you do for that? Same thing?
Well, we still have the jam piece. But the threshold, just where the unit sits, will be replaced with concrete by the door threshold. Because the bottom of the barrier is a gasket.
Oh, and that'll just
to
set
be
on it.
Something
okay.
Relatively flat.
All right, because there's not granite at the threshold there now. That's just asphalt.
No, it's just all asphalt.
All right. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
It's a mess.
All right. Well, I'll be curious to see how these work.
In a way, I think it's going to be kind of
interesting.
Make the building a little more substantial. I'm very curious to see how it turns out.
It's sort of sad. It is sad that we have to do this, but
this isn't going to be the first place that.
Yeah.
No, we had another big tie today.
Actually, this is what's, I think, interesting, because this might be a precedent. You you know, for other buildings that have a similar situation. So if we'll look and see what this looks like ultimately, and you know, maybe that's a way to.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's going to take some time to get the barriers. So would you, which we're fine with, would you want to see a color sample of what they're going to be painted prior to them actually being shipped here and painted? So you can actually see the color we're painting now.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it. Yeah, just to satisfy. You know, do we have to do a whole advertising thing?
No. If we do it as a subcommittee, we can just advertise it 2 days before the meeting. So.
All right. I'm just trying to make it not be such a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't hold up the sort of continuation of the process. To,
I don't think I need to. As long as it's the bronze color or darker, I don't think it needs to be lighter, any lighter at all. So you just
We can do a color, then do a photograph of what we're matching.
Yeah. All right, and then maybe
yeah.
And then we can send she can send that. And so, what was I going to ask you now? I can't remember. So you said is this going to be is it galvanized metal that you paint, or is it going to be a color galv system?
Well, we have to put, it'd be one or the other. So in other words, it's stainless steel.
Oh, they're stainless.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, so.
So we have to treat that, because I don't want to be coming back here in 2 years.
Yeah. Is it a factory finish, or you?
It'll be a shop finish. So in other words, once we get the
you're gonna have to bring them somewhere.
It goes to a shop to get painted.
Okay.
It needs to be treated.
I'm curious. So obviously, stainless versus galvanized. Why? This is off topic, but why is it? Why do they have to have it? Why are they manufacturing it in stainless and not using a galvanized?
It's probably the, for the most part, from my perspective, the stainless will last a lot longer.
And they're meant to not be painted, I guess is the idea, right? So as long as the paint, and I'm sure it'll be, it'll adhere well to this to the stainless. You know,
that's why it'll be done in the shop and not in the field.
To see chipping or peeling or something is not going to be so nice. So, all right. I think it's great. Yeah. So, make a motion to accept I'll make the motion to accept it as and then you will if you could take a picture and then send and then send it to me if you want.
Sure.
All right, so there's no provisos in that. So the application as presented with the proviso that you just do a picture of the painted stainless so that we could see out there what it looks like. All right, so Krisher Smilage.
Yes.
Karoff.
Yes.
Brody.
Yes.
And Chair votes yes.
So I just have one last question.
We should have done that before the vote.
This is in regards to the maintenance. And it's getting a little cold now. Mm-hmm. How long does it take? I want to get in there and start doing that work.
Well, we're going to approve it administratively right after this, so tomorrow.
Oh, works for me. All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh. And you have any other things? Or do I have any administrative review?
Just the administrative review for the repointing.
In fact, this is it here.
Yep.
Okay.
And the replacement of asphalt with concrete.
Sealants. Okay. And, all right, so we have one administrative review. This is an application that came before the staff, and it was approved administratively based on the fact that it adheres to the standards and criteria, so our vote would be to accept that finding. And that is application 20.524 SE. What is SE? I don't know.
Southeast. Oh, I'm sorry. It's supposed to be FBC.
Oh, FBC. Okay. it's 250 Summer Street at the Harborwalk in rear alley elevations, repoint 3B above.
3 feet. 3 feet.
Oh, sorry. And the B, what is the B?
That's just a typo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let me start over here. 250 Summer Street at the Harbor Walk in the rear alley elevations. Repoint 3 feet above grade. Paint and replace sealant at 7 windows. Remove asphalt paving at 6 door thresholds at the rear elevation and replace with concrete. All right, so the vote is to accept the application.
That was the motion.
Oh, I'm sorry, the motion.
Okay.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay. Well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
The only staff update I have is that Back Bay Historical Commission has requested a subcommittee to address the light poles and to have an actual meeting with the streets department to talk about ways to move forward with these small cell node equipment situations with the light poles. So when I find out when that meeting is going to be, I'll certainly invite or extend the invite to you if you'd like to join and be
so they want a representation from
is this 5G bundles, right?
Is this in response to the disgruntled applicant that
not specifically him, but we've been getting more and more and more of them. So
yeah.
Just
well, that's good,
hopefully a way to get all of the commissions on the same page with these.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to coordinate it, so
yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, all right, so just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, motion to adjourn.
By 5 minutes.
Oh,
didn't
well, she
get
didn't, they're not ready this week,
it,
so
I'm
we'll do
sorry.
It.
Sorry, we'll have to do it next month.
Right. So all those in favor of adjournment say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Done. Okay.